Iran says U.S. President Donald Trump is politicizing OPEC by forcing its member states to produce more oil. The result of this, as Iran has warned, will be more instability in the market that will harm both producers and consumers.
U.S. President Donald Trump recently stepped up his attacks on the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, the OPEC, over what he described as high oil prices in international markets. He called on OPEC members that are being protected by the U.S. to help bring down prices. Saudi Arabia accordingly responded positively and said it would increase its production. But this drew the reaction of Iran, with the country's petroleum minister saying the U.S. president had insulted OPEC by ordering to increase its supplies. Bijan Zanganeh said Trump's efforts to politicize the organization would disrupt markets, as a result of which producers and consumers would suffer.
Actually, the United States should be benefiting from higher oil prices, because shale gas companies would be able to invest more. It would be more economical to invest in that sort of technology, and that would, you know, bring a lot of profits to the American treasury. So we're not sure what the United States is trying to do, but we think it's more likely linked to their strategy of depriving their opponents and enemies from a disposable income.
Within the next few months, the U.S. will reimpose a series of sanctions against Iran that include a ban on purchases of the country's oil supplies. This could potentially create a gap in the market, but Saudi Arabia and Russia have already moved to compensate for a portion of the missing Iranian supplies. Nevertheless, this would be against an agreement that OPEC and non-OPEC producers reached last month to maintain production. And Iran has already criticized the decision by producers to increase their oil production as a mockery of last month's agreement.
Well, Saudi Arabia has responded positively to Trump's call to increase oil production. Iran says the Saudis have degraded OPEC by doing so. Also, Iran's oil customers, well, they have made it clear that they're not happy with Trump's oil war against Tehran. Some are saying that they will ignore America's oil ban against Iran, while others call for waivers to continue buying oil from the Islamic Republic.
As Trump is preparing to implement oil sanctions against Iran, he is already facing the defiance of several big consuming countries. India, for example, says it will only accept oil sanctions against Iran that have been passed by the UN Security Council. China, Japan, and South Korea are looking for exemptions. Many believe these already show cutting Iran out of the global oil market is not as easy as President Trump thinks.
We know already that there are many important nations importing markets from important nations like East Asia, someone. They're not so willing to go along the American sanctions. So we are witnessing some sort of, and there is already a trade war going on, for example, between the United States and China. So nobody is willing here to give the United States any favors, and in fact everybody, including the Europeans, the traditional allies of the United States, may be willing to mount a challenge along with the rest of the world to this individualistic policy that the United States is assuming.
Many believe the efforts of U.S. President Donald Trump will eventually create turmoil in oil markets. More importantly, it could destroy a unity that has prevailed in the organization over production policies. On the other hand, suppliers like Saudi Arabia will also share the blame with Trump for destabilizing markets by towing his line over production policies. Within the next few months, chances are high that OPEC will not be the same as it was before, and those who allowed the U.S. to politicize the organization will be responsible for this.